We are now pleased to be joined on the phone line by Vancouver Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. Galen, we're not going to talk about injuries and those excuses, which, of course, we know they're a fact. We know it is it's a matter of life, and it's a matter of the hockey season. It happens. So tell me about this game. I know you guys were close early in the second at 3-2. Things get a little bit out of hand. I just want to start, as I always do, overall. Tonight's game, it's now ended. You guys have had a quick chat. What are the takeaways, the overall thoughts from what you saw tonight from the Giants?
Yeah, it was obviously a tough game. I mean, you know, just listening to you on the injuries, yeah, like, you know, those are facts, and, you know, we can't sit there and mope about it and, you know, make excuses. But, you know, it seems like just when it rains, it pours right now here for us. But, you know, a lot of guys, they got to dig in, and, you know, I think a lot of guys are trying. You know, they're putting it all out there, but it's the little details, the focus, the, you know, the mental strength to stay in it. You know, we almost got, it was 3-2 there in the second, and we let one in early, and then we let one in within 8 seconds left in that period, and that just completely deflates our group. And you know, it's just those details and those habits and those important part of the games.
Yeah, so in terms of the positive, you talk about people, you know, so there are guys giving it their all. Who is it who tonight specifically, who you really, you know, Tomic scores, Giroux scored. It felt like there was something with that Giroux-Charco-Chorny line maybe. And you know, again, love first time here as a Giant. He's with Olsen and Tomic. It seemed like there were some things happening from those two lines. What did you see? Whether it's from them, whether it's from anyone, what did you see in terms of the positive individual performances here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of what you said. Like Joe up front, you know, he did have a motor on him tonight, and he's only going to get better coming back from an injury. And you know, the guys that are filling in, like Charco, Radke, you know, they did put a solid effort in, and you know, willing to compete and battle. And and then, you know, on the back end, like it was a struggle obviously tonight, but Mitzi, you know, playing a little banged up and, you know, sacrifices his body, gets a big block, gets into a fight. You know, those little things is what our team's got to rally around right now.
I assume Olsen, we saw, and that was a bad bounce. Of course, they end up scoring on that when he gets the puck. It looked like, did it hit him in the cheek? I know he came back with the bubble, but I assume he was like, what exactly happened there? I didn't see any blood. Is he all okay? As okay as he can be?
Yeah, he's okay for sure. Yeah, he took one, whether it was a puck or a stick there, and, you know, he got a pretty good gash on the side of his mouth, but he was able to get stitched up and put the bubble on. He's a warrior.
Yeah, you know, he is for sure. Now, that's what I was going to ask about. Was it just me? Just an observation, and please, if I'm wrong, tell me I am wrong. They seem to apply pressure quite a bit. It was very obvious on the PK, on their PK, but maybe also at 5-on-5. Like, their forecheck, what did you see? Did you see their pressure maybe causing the defense for you guys a little bit of trouble tonight?
Yeah, for sure it did. I mean, they're a heavy forechecking team. You know, coming with two guys all hunting the D, and you know, you put our guys under a lot of stress with that. But I you know, we have to have the courage to get back and make, you know, make an indirect play into our wingers' hands, and our wingers have to be busting back to get open and underneath, right? Because they're coming and their D are pinching. And but if we, you know, if we have that extra jump that we can get there, and then we can get a good first touch on the puck and keep it going up to the side, and then our wingers can get back and underneath, and then they'll have a little time to make a chip play with a slashing forward. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's just the urgency to get back and to get those plays.
Lastly, was there anything, I know you guys only had 4 shots on goal in that third, but that was probably the goal, right? Like, going into the third, is there anything that we can do here in this third to build off of, to move into tomorrow? It didn't really look like it. I know they got one late for whatever that's worth, but was that kind of what you were hoping to see in the third? Was what can we do here to build off of heading into tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously go into the third of, you know, can't give in at all and have to keep pushing, and you know, shut the door and take care of our goaltenders, right? But like in saying that, like, you know, we have to find a way. And that's our job as coaches. We got to dig in and find a way for these guys and get the belief up. And, you know, there are ways to win the hockey game with you know, being a little banged up and as we are right now. There are definitely ways, and we're gonna search and we're gonna find them.
Yeah, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Nathan.